This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
If you've ever had a crazy ex, this story may make you feel better, or it may make you feel worse, or it may make you go, I've been through that. Except this one, it doesn't end well. There is first degree murder involved, but certainly hits all of those notes of an ex that just can't move on. And what the fuck is wrong with people? Jesse Milton Alvarez, who's 33, convicted on first degree murder on Monday for fatally shooting Mario Ferriero, a Catholic high school teacher, on February 1st of 2021 in North Park, San Diego. The verdict came after a San Diego jury deliberated for only about a day, unanimously finding Alvarez guilty of the crime. Ferriero, who's 37, was shot 6 times, including 4 shots to the head outside his home as he was preparing to go to work that morning. 4 shots to the head, really? Just had to really make sure you got him.
Exactly. That's what that's all about. He wanted to make sure he died.
Prosecutors successfully argued that Alvarez killed Ferriero upon discovering Ferriero's engagement to Amy Gambera, another CCHS teacher whom Alvarez had previously dated for several years. Deputy District Attorney Ramona McCarthy portrayed Alvarez as jealous, obsessive, and possessive, highlighting a pattern of behavior that extended beyond the breakup. His ex was in love, but it wasn't with him. It was with Mr. Ferriero, and that is why he is not alive today, McCarthy told jurors in her opening statement. According to McCarthy, Alvarez meticulously planned Ferriero's murder after learning of the engagement, conducting weeks of research online on methods to kill Ferriero. This includes, oh, here we go, Google searches.
Right.
We are. It's just like, what? Number one, if you're thinking it's a good idea to kill somebody, stop. It's never a good idea to kill somebody. But number two, if you're going to do it, don't fucking Google it. Like, this is just the worst thing you could do. And what kind of fucking results do you think you're going to find by searching how to shoot someone in their at their home address? How to kill your ex-fiance? How to commit murder without leaving forensic evidence? Do you think you're going to find, like, on Good Housekeeping or like a guide to this? Do you think like People's gonna have that for you, or Gawker or somebody? I mean, that doesn't exist anymore, but I mean, where the fuck do you, what do you think you're going to find?
And don't you think that if you are going, how to commit murder without leaving forensic evidence, while you're actually leaving forensic evidence by searching for that on your device,
you are literally creating your trail of evidence by your search.
Right.
Like digital forensic evidence, which in my opinion is now, I think it's stronger than DNA evidence. I think it's stronger than almost anything because, as I've said 1,000 times, it gets you into the person's mindset and what they're thinking but not saying aloud. So it goes deeper than anything that you're going to probably find anywhere. You're seeing exactly what's running through their mind as they just throw it up onto their Google search.
Yeah. Exactly.
McCarthy presented evidence that Alvarez's fixation with Gambera persisted long after their breakup, leading Gambera to change addresses and attempt unsuccessfully to obtain a restraining order against him. 6 weeks after Gambera's engagement to Ferriero was announced, Alvarez carried out the fatal shooting. During the trial, Alvarez took the stand and admitted to being obsessed with Gambera, but claimed the online searches were therapeutic and not indicative of a serious intent to harm Ferriero. You want to do something? Go fucking play Grand Theft Auto if you feel like you need to shoot somebody.
If you feel like you want to kill somebody, get a freaking therapist.
Well, get help too. Yes.
My God.
But if you're feeling that,
therapeutic, just playing it out in his brain.
However, McCarthy argued that Alvarez's action spoke volumes about his intent to murder Ferriero. Nobody fucking searches that shit as being therapeutic. They just don't. Even if you're really upset and you're mad or you feel like you've been wronged and it's whatever, there's no therapeutic benefit to be searching on how to murder someone.
So he was reading articles on how to kill your ex's fiance and how to commit murder without leaving forensic evidence. And somehow that was therapy for him.
Yeah. Defense attorney Peter Blair acknowledged Alvarez's troubling behavior, but argued that it was Guimbera's perception of Alvarez as dangerous that led to Fierro's attack on Alvarez on the day of the shooting. Blair suggested that Alvarez's actions are more immature than deadly, emphasizing that Alvarez arrived at Fierro's home without his cell phone and drove his brother's car, indicating a lack of premeditation. Doesn't that show premeditation right there?
I was going to say, that is actually, by definition, leaving his cell phone at home is what you would do if you're going out to kill somebody. And getting a different car is another thing you would do if you're going out to kill somebody.
That is premeditation.
Yeah. The other part that pisses me off is that they victim blamed because they argued that it was her perception of him as dangerous that led to the attack.
Like, how about because so he is dangerous? And she was right.
Yeah. She had every right to. She was valid in her concerns.
You perceive me as dangerous because you are. That's not a perception. That's just a fact.
And shot him multiple times in the head. Like, it wasn't accidental. There was only one outcome for this guy that was going to be acceptable.
Despite the defense's arguments, the prosecution convinced the jury that Alvarez's actions were calculated and premeditated, ultimately leading to Fierro's tragic death. With a conviction of first-degree murder and a special circumstance of lying in wait, Alvarez awaits a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole when he is sentenced on May 10th.
I hope he gets life in prison without the possibility of parole. I think that's quite appropriate.
I think that's probably where he's headed. And God knows what else he'll get to experience behind bars. Maybe a broomstick. Who knows?
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.